Hi, this is Tom Schnabel from KCRW, and I am here with Chef Alice Waters, who has championed local and sustainable food practices and is the owner of the world-famous restaurant Chez Panisse in Berkeley. We'll be playing excerpts of songs that have inspired her over the years as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. Why don't we start with your first pick, Alice Waters, from one of my favorite artists, and that is Nina Simone. And she's singing here, I think, a song that actually goes back to the 20s. It was a very racy song from the 20s.
I want a little sugar in my bowl. I want a little sweetness down in my soul.
It's a beautiful, sensual song, and I am always trying to get people to open up and to touch and to taste and to smell and really engage in a different way with food. And I was really drawn to the words in this song and the way that it brings you into that experience. And I play it when I'm cooking in the kitchen, and it's so beautiful and so deep in its sensual appeal.
I want a little steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul.
Offering somebody something that's nourishing and delicious is offering somebody love. It is. The parents who take care of their children and people who really feed their friends. It's a beautiful thing. It's undoubtedly why I opened the restaurant. I like that experience.
That was Nina Simone, I Want a Little Sugar in My Bowl, brought to us by Alice Waters, who is our guest today on KCRW's Guest DJ Project. The next piece of music and next band that you've chosen is one of our favorites, Radiohead. Tell us why you chose Radiohead, Alice.
This past summer, a friend of mine offered me tickets to a concert at Golden Gate Park in San Francisco. And I just wasn't paying any attention to it. But everybody at Chez Panisse said, if you do not take those tickets, I want them. I want them. And I was grabbed by the hand with a young friend, and we raced over to San Francisco at the last minute, and we were late. He said, stop at a hotel in downtown San Francisco because there are no taxis that are going to take you out to Golden Gate Park. And so we stopped at this place and had to bribe the taxi. He said, I'm not getting anywhere near it because it's just so congested. And I had to talk him into having dinners at Chez Panisse. And we got taken up fairly close, and we ran the rest of the way into the park, and we made it. As we were entering, we could hear the music of Reckoner. We're quite far from seeing the people, actually, but I loved the graphics, the sort of light show that was going on stage. There was something incredibly artful about it. And I've always been a kind of classical music person in my heart, and yet the voices, the orchestration, I think, is really so rich and so magical.
Music of Radiohead, the song Reckoner, courtesy of our guest today, Alice Waters. KCRW's guest DJ project. I'm Tom Schnabel. Alice, your next pick is another one of our favorite artists, a guy who kind of has reinvented himself a few times, David Byrne. Tell us why you love David Byrne.
Well, I play him a lot at home while I'm moving around the kitchen and the house. I feel like I'm a very good friend of his in a way over a long period of time. But this particular piece of music I played during the Obama campaign, and I would play it first thing in the morning, and I would dance to this. It just took me through the day. And I played it the night he was elected, and it continues to lift me up and make me feel hopeful.
She'll be coming round the mountain, six white horses by her side, no stops for gas, food or lodging, she's wearing nothing but a smile, and though we struggle for our freedom.
You're someone who has championed local and sustainable food practices. Seems like you kind of started this movement.
I'm just trying to bring people back to their senses, really. It's not okay the way that we're eating, and we have to think about it entirely differently. We have to go back to the earth and get our hands down in it and understand that food is something very precious. I think we need to put people back to work, you know, in a WPA kind of project, growing food. Real food without pesticides. Get them back into that sort of spirit of the Victory Garden.
We'll pretend we are married. At night we do. At night we do. Slide your hand in mine. At night we do. At night we do.
Music of David Byrne, Independence Day, brought to us by Alice Waters, who was our guest today on KCRW's Guest DJ Project. Our next piece of music is Jefferson Airplane. What made you pick this song?
Well, I think it takes me right back to the times in Berkeley at the University of California. I went to a Jefferson Airplane concert that was sort of a benefit for peace in Vietnam. And I had never been to one of those really big concerts before, and I was just kind of astonished looking up at this 30-foot-high stage and the light show going on the ceiling. And I was really taken by it. We felt like we were all together in the movement, and it really is a different experience than sitting at home and listening to it on a sound system. It's like the difference between eating at home and eating in a restaurant. You're involved in a community spirit, and you feel a kind of connectedness that I think it's very difficult to feel in your own little private room or on your earphones while you're sitting at the airport.
Jefferson Airplane's Volunteers. I'm Tom Schnabel, and I'm here with Alice Waters of Chez Panisse as part of KCRW's Guest DJ Project. Your next pick is from a Senegalese superstar. There just was a movie about him called I Bring What I Love, and his name is Youssou N'Dour. Why did you pick Youssou N'Dour?
I went to a concert a couple of years ago. I walked in, and I felt like I was in Senegal. Everybody was standing up. Everybody was engaged with the music the whole time. People were dancing. I just thought, he's speaking to all of us, and we can understand it even though we can't understand it. We can understand it with our body. It's a universal language that is communicating feelings of love and peace. And it touched me, and I have been listening to it ever since.
The thing I like about Youssou N'Dour is the fact that his songs are always about something real and something important, and it kind of reminds me a little bit of a very honest food.
Absolutely, and it's what I'm trying to do all the time, is to just let the food be what it is. I think it's so important that food is cooked simply and tastes of what it is. To pick those ripe tomatoes and do as little as possible to them. I put them on the plate, a little olive oil, a little salt, maybe a torn piece of basil, and it's just the best possible dish I could eat. And I think it does really feel like the music of Youssou N'Dour.
Because it's honest.
Because it is honest. That's a beautiful way of saying it.
That was Youssou N'Dour, the song Tan B, from our guest today, Alice Waters. We're very honored to have you here on KCRW's Guest DJ Project today. Thank you so much.
Thank you again.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject. We got